Welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast with Pastor Adam Cook, where our goal is to have a genuine and authentic conversation about the Christian faith journey and what a messy walk with Jesus really looks like. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hey, welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast. I'm your host, Steph, here with Pastor Adam.
Hey, everybody. What's up? I changed it up. Do you see that? That's specifically for Robbie Ricketts.
Hey, Robbie.
He made fun of me saying, hey, 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 all the time. Which, funny, though, I was in the grocery store the other day, and I was talking to somebody on the phone. So, you know, and I'm loud, right? I'm just a loud person. My wife is constantly telling me to be quiet, and why are you yelling? Anyway, I'm just loud. So I was on the phone, especially on the phone, I'm just loud. I think I lost a bunch of hearing in my right ear when I was a kid because we shot a lot of guns. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm on the phone, and I always put it to my right ear. And so I'm talking loud. And I'm on the grocery store. I'm on like aisle seven. I don't know, right? And I'm talking all out. So somebody has heard me an aisle over, and they recognize my voice. A pretty distinct voice, you know what I mean? And in our town, I run into somebody that knows me some capacity every day.
Uh-huh.
And so that's just what happens when you put yourself out on preaching platforms and what all the stuff, right? You know, and also I grew up here, so I've been preaching and teaching and living in this community for forever. And I'm talking on the phone, and an aisle over, I hear somebody go, hey, 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 hey. And I'm like, I pause, I'm on the phone, you know, I'm kind of ADD too. So I was like, what was that? And then I hear it again, and it's like, hey, 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 welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast. And I was like, who is that? Somebody has heard and listened to it. And I walk around the corner, and I don't even know the person. Like, they knew me, right? And they're like, I was like, I got off the phone. I was like, I heard you say that. They're like, you always say, hey, 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 on the podcast. So it's not just Robbie, but I changed it. So
I am curious on who
everyone.
That is now.
Yeah, I had no clue. I still don't know who it was because I don't, you know, when I meet somebody, I don't know who they are. I don't want to ask them.
Hard to remember names,
yeah,
though.
Yeah,
that's a lot of people.
I don't want to ask them. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So I just kind of vibe with it. You know what I mean? Like, hey, how you doing? Good to see you. You know?
But so whoever you are, comment. Let us know who you are.
Let us know who you were. And if I just hurt your feelings because I didn't know your name and I was supposed to, I apologize. And in the vein of our last series, I'm thankful for you. Anywho.
We are thankful.
There we go. Hey, hey, hey. I'm here. Hello, everyone. Me and Steph are here. Ready to go. Episode what?
204.
204. Kicking off a new series.
Yeah.
That we don't even know the name of, but it'll be on there because Jonathan and the crew behind the scenes will figure out the name. So anyway, we're going to spend some time in this new series, and we're going to intro that series today. So this will be a little bit of a short episode just to kind of tell you what's coming up because we need your help to be able to prep for it. So this is not one we could just walk into and record because we're going to solicit some help from our listeners and the Messy Walk Podcast family. And so what we're going to do, Steph, is we're going to, I think I am going to answer a lot of questions, right? Is that where we're going with this?
That is where we're going.
So, think of it like as a Q&A, right? We're going to answer questions from people. And so what we want is your questions. We want to know what you want to know. And I'm going to try my best to answer it. And so this can be about anything, really, right? Now, if you ask me my Social Security number, I'm not going to answer that question. But, you know, this can be about faith-related stuff. It can be about beliefs. It can be about theology. It can be about leadership. It can be about whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really make any difference. It can be, you know, do we believe this about the Bible or where does it say this? Or it could be just generalized stuff about us walking in this world and how we walk and faith-related stuff. Because if you look at the 200-plus episodes we've done, it's really all based on the walk that you and I all have daily with Jesus and what that looks like and all the speed bumps we hit, but also, you know, how do we learn? How do we grow? All those kind of things. So you may have a question on, hey, you know, what do I do when I feel dry? What do I do when my spouse does not believe and I believe, right?
Yeah.
What do I do with a child who is now a teenager and is walking away from their faith? What do you think about the deconstruction movement, Pastor? Or I don't know. I'm just making up stuff. So we need your help to be able to do this series. So what we really want is for you to get onto our social media in particular and let us know questions that you may have. Throw them out there and post them. If you don't want them to be public, all you got to do is use the messenger feature on the Facebook one and send a message instead. And we'll get those messages and we'll read those questions. And I don't know if we'll answer them all, but we're going to try to answer a bunch of them. So we just need your help on those questions. And Steph and Jonathan and I sent around just a few minutes ago figuring out like what some of those would be. And we got some really good ideas for some already. So we're going to answer them from you. And then we also might answer some of Steph's questions. We're going to give you an example in a second. And then we also might answer like a question Jonathan posed. And we got a couple other ones that we have, like that Steph and I have answered, that have questions. And we're going to get a couple of guest people to answer those, hopefully.
Yes.
That can bring a good perspective on those particular questions. Like one in particular, I'll give you an example that we're going to try to pull off. One of them is how do you continue to be faithful when you walk through an extremely hard, unbelievably hard life situation, right? And we're going to leave that broad, and we're going to ask somebody who has been a part of our Messy Walk podcast family, who's been on the podcast before. We're going to ask her in her current situation to help us answer that question. And I think she's perfectly poised to do that. So hopefully that'll happen.
Yes.
I think it will. I don't think it'll be any issue. But like that's a question that we have, you know, in general. Like how do you remain faithful? How do you have joy when you're walking through an unbelievably difficult situation that you didn't see coming, right? And that's just one question we had talking earlier. So we're just trying to come up with some of those questions. And so this is going to be like a random, every episode's different, Q&A type thing. Does it last 4 weeks? I don't know. Does it last 10 weeks? I don't know, right? So we'll just kind of have to see as we go through it.
I wonder if we'll end up combining some.
Probably.
Into an episode.
Probably.
That we can answer more.
And what I was telling you guys, I said this on the last episode, but me and you were talking about it beforehand, before we started recording today, is the human nature is very similar, right? We all are very, very, very similar. We're much more alike than we are different.
Mm-hmm.
And so most of the time, we are all asking the same questions. And another way that this sort of came up for us was, it's been on our list for a while, right? Our brainstorm Lord of Series list.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we sit around and we did a series not that long ago on the stuff that drives me crazy. Like if your pastor could make you do these things, right?
Uh-huh.
He would make you do them, or she would make you do them. And one of the other ones was, as I told Steph and them, I get questions all the time. And most of the time, they're the same. I can pretty much tell you what, because everybody sort of is dealing with the same stuff.
Yes.
And everybody sort of primarily has the same questions. And even if the questions are more broad or they're more theological based or scriptural based, lots of people have the same questions. So I would push everybody listening that if you think your question is stupid, you're wrong. And if you think you're the only one who would want to hear the answer to it, you're probably absolutely wrong. I can almost guarantee you, because people are asking me questions all the time. And a lot of the questions, this is how I'm telling you this human nature is the same. A lot of the questions that people ask me, I have the same questions, right? I have the same ones. Like people will come and go, hey, what do you do when you just don't feel like, you know, it's been months and you don't feel like you hear from God. You don't feel connected. You don't. And I'm going, I have that same question quite often, right? I battle that too. You know, what do you do when you realize that you've been wrong about something, reading some scripture wrong about something theologically for a long time? You know, how do you make that transition? You know, I have those questions too, you know. I have those all the time. And so I'm just saying that we're all very similar. So if you've got a question, you should not be afraid to ask it. If it's crazy and off, just way off base, we just ignore it. But I'm just saying that most of the time they won't be, and they're all very similar. We all pretty much have the same questions. You know, walking daily with Jesus, intentionally pursuing Christ, is a messy road, and it has lots of doubts. It has lots of questions. It has lots of uncertainties too, and they're pretty much all the same between all of us, right? They're very common. And so we'll just take any of those, whatever you got. So this whole series is going to be like, each episode is going to be like its own series kind of, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think some of them we might not be able to answer in one episode. We might have to do it in a couple. I don't know. You know, people ask all the time, well, how do I study the Bible? How do I do this? How do I, you know, what should we believe about this spiritual gift? Or what should we think about this? Or, like those questions about the deconstruction movement, that's a big thing now. And
yeah.
And stuff that's relative to our culture now, all that kind of stuff. So that's what we're going to do. What do you think, Steph? You think it's a good idea?
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, and it'll make it very different. Each episode will be very different, and so which is cool too, because if you hear a question, you're like, oh my gosh, I know somebody who's been asking this question too, then you can share it with them, and maybe it'll help them. And then there might be some where I have to go, I don't know how to answer that. Right? I don't know the answer.
Yeah.
Or I can say, here's what I kind of think, but I don't really know. You know. And it's okay, by the way, to say I don't know to a question. Like, I think about this with my kids all the time. If kids ask a question, it's okay to go, I don't know. Let's try to figure it out, right? Let's try to figure it out together. I don't know.
I do that all the time. Like, right. I don't know.
I don't know the answer.
But I'll try to.
That's what I try to do. Like, when somebody asks a question and I have to say I don't know, my goal is to try to figure it out.
Yeah.
But sometimes you can't. So you got to remember, too, that there are some questions this side of eternity that we just can't fully answer.
True that.
We can try. We also have to try knowing that we also don't know everything, you know. And there's, you know, my favorite piece of theology. We did this in an episode maybe 100 episodes ago. We did a series on theology. Each week was different pieces of theology. And my favorite piece of theology in general is known as, it's known as a couple different things. But one of them is it's called the incomprehensibility of God, right? That we as humans don't have the same mindset. And he is fully knowing of everything, and we are limited in our, like, we're finite in our understanding. He's infinite. And so one of the things that I go back to when I don't know the answer to something is I'll try to figure it out. He's given me a mind that's like his, so I can search, I can learn, I can know, I can have my mind awakened by the Holy Spirit. But also, though, there is a limit, and there is an incomprehensibility of God that we are just not going to fully get this side of eternity. You know,
yeah.
And so some of it may be that, you know, I don't know. But anyway, that's kind of where we're going. So Steph had, we'll put her on the spot. Steph, when we were talking about this, she was like, here, I got one. I got a question. And we're not going to answer it right now, but I wanted her to just sort of pose it so that we could get an example of it. Steph was like, I got a question. So what was that thing you were talking about earlier? And you don't have to be perfect and clean and clear with the question like it's written down. Like, you can just kind of talk freely. What was that question you had earlier?
So it was actually dealing with cancel culture.
Okay.
And I mean, the way you framed it as well helped me form it better. But how should we as Christians handle cancel culture? And the reason I started talking about that, which, you know, this is not a new thing. This
right.
is something that has definitely increased for a long
absolutely.
Time now. But I feel like maybe this is just me. It almost feels like it's worse, but it's even come down.
It's definitely at a pinnacle now. It's definitely much more and much more frequent. And it now has a, you have to realize too, that when it gets a name, it's something that's extremely frequent, right? It has grown. And now it has an actual name. You couldn't have named this 10 years ago. It existed 10 years ago, but you couldn't have named it.
Yeah.
Now it has a name in culture, which means it's reaching a pinnacle. But anyway, go ahead.
No, you're fine. One of my favorite hobbies is reading. So I keep up with a lot of bookish kind of related
right.
topics, news, anything like that. Well, there's a lot of people talking right now, like in the bookish community, and they're like, what gives you the ick about someone, or what makes you unfollow someone or block someone? So, of course, I like to read because I'm like, what are these people saying?
Right.
And there was some just extreme things that people are like measuring people by. To block them and just, or call them out, like screenshot their page and post it. It was just really, really uncomfortable for me. But they were like saying, well, if you like, well, we're going to, like we said, we're going to keep this very filtered.
Yeah.
If you like this certain book or something, you know, I'm going to block you. And then someone, this was the crazy thing to me. Someone said, if you have a red heart in your bio, and then.
Like the little emoji.
Yeah, like emoji.
Like describing yourself, and you use like a little heart.
You put a red heart. Well, people were like, I don't understand. And they're like, no, we do blue hearts instead. And it was like supposed to be
political thing.
And it was really, I was like, that's weird. I've never heard of that in my life.
Me neither.
Even people saying like, if you have a Bible verse in your bio, I was like, oh my goodness. You know, yeah. So I was curious on what your thoughts would be on that.
Yeah, that's a great question. I think we should answer that one for sure.
Yeah.
We won't do it today. I think we should start with that one, because I think a lot of people have this, you know, like the heart thing is so weird to me, because
that was new to me.
Hearts have always been red, right? You know what I mean? Like,
I just thought it was a red heart.
The primary
yeah.
color for heart is red. So like when you were a kid and you draw a heart, you color it if you can red. That doesn't mean you can't have a yellow heart or a blue heart or a green heart, but
yeah.
red, because it's a obviously a heart that you draw, on, you know, or even
yeah.
an emoji heart. It's not literally what a heart looks like. But it's relatively close, and it's used as that, and it's been primarily red because it's blood.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, right? So, but for somebody to, so they're drawing a conclusion that if somebody has a red heart, then they're Republican, and therefore I'm going to block them and not, and I'm going to cancel them.
Yeah.
Because they should have a blue heart instead, right? Or they've got a Bible verse, and that means they're some Bible Christian thumper, and so I'm going to block them, right? I'm going to cancel them.
It's just wild to me. But I mean, like, even aside from book stuff, like, you can see it in pop culture right now, too. They're just left and right. We're done with them.
Yep.
I'm just like, it's never going to get any better.
Yeah, you see this primarily with people who are visible, right? So you see it with celebrities, well-known people, famous folks, whatever, right? But if you see it at that level, it's also happening on a deeper level with people who are not famous. Like you were just saying, this person in their bio has this, and therefore I'm going to cancel them. They can't speak anything into my life. I don't want to see them or hear from them because they believe something differently than I believe, or they look different than I look, or they vote different than I vote. Therefore, I'm going to cancel them altogether. Yeah, it's a great question. I think that is very helpful for everybody.
Because
I think, well, I think as Christians, you and I have to decide, what would Christ have us to do, right? Because that's that he's Lord of our lives, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what does Lord, how would Lord Jesus have me interact and be with a culture that is canceling people? And so that's a great question to answer, because I think we could very clearly, very easily figure out what is God's will. We talked about this in the last episode. What's God's will for us in a culture that's doing that? And how should we live? How should we be? Right? Should we be people that are canceling? Because, by the way, there's a massive amount of Christians embracing the cancel culture themselves. Right?
Yes.
Which is really weird because they're getting canceled too, but then they're embracing the cancel culture as well. They've decided that because of this person does this, looks like this, acts like this, votes like this, whatever it may be, that they have, I can't learn anything from them. I don't want them impacting my life at all. And there's a weirdness because we've decided that just somebody speaking or being, they have influence over us, right? That everybody that you interact with would have influence. And so you need to cancel them so they don't influence you. That's complete crap.
Mm-hmm.
So you can already see where I'm going to go with this answer. But that's a great question because I think lots of people have that, and especially Christians listening. There's going to be, I'll just be blunt. Half the people listening right now are going to be people who have participated in and think that they should be a part of canceling people. And then the other half's going to be, you know, wondering, do I do that too? Or how should I feel about this? Or how should we treat people? Or, you know, all those kind of things. So, yeah, I got a lot to say about that. I can answer that question pretty easily. Pretty easily, I think. Great, great question. So stuff like that's what we're looking for.
And it's right? In your face every day.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think it is a good question. Thank you.
Yeah, so we might even kick off with that one since we've already thrown it out. That'll give people a little more time to interact and let us know their questions and stuff. And give us time to look over the questions and pick them and prep a little bit on them, right? Some of the questions I won't have to prep on. Some of them we'll have to prep hard. Just depends on the question, right? If you go asking me details about a certain piece of theology, I'm going to prep a little bit. if you go asking me certain things in culture that I'm not aware of or don't understand, or pieces of our daily walk with Jesus that I'm struggling with, I might have to go do a little research. But like that one, maybe we'll start with that one next episode. That'd be a good one to start with. So next episode, we'll just do it right now. We'll just make this call. Next episode, we're going to answer that question. How should Christians interact with, be, believe, think? We'll come up with a better way to say it, with cancel culture.
Yeah.
So I think it's a great first one. So anyway, that's your homework. Get us some questions. Help us with the Q&A, and we're going to talk through some of these things. We're going to give you some guest speakers, too. Some guest speakers is the wrong word, I guess. Some guest hosts, some guests. I don't know. Some guest opinions on some of those questions, too. So sounds good to me.
Yeah, and that also lets you know one of us will not be at the mic during
that time. That's right. We only got two mics. We ain't buying a third. So that's just how we'll do it. There's a couple of them we've thought through, and we were like, all right, Steph should do this one. Steph should interview this person for this question.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a few where we're like, no, Adam should interview this question, this person with this question. So we're just kind of work through it. So anyway, give us what you got. If you don't give us nothing, then we're just going to come up with our own. And there's plenty of stuff to talk about. And what's funny is how much you want to bet. This is what's crazy. When you've done a podcast now for 200 episodes like we've done, How much you want to bet that almost every question asked we've answered in some way, shape, or form in the last 200 episodes? I would almost guarantee it. Maybe not cancel. We definitely haven't answered cancel culture specifically.
We've mentioned it.
Yeah,
even but since I've been here. Yeah,
there's. It's funny how these things tend to repeat. And it's funny also how many of these questions that we have in life generally, as our in our faith walk, are tied to simple answers that repeat. Right?
Yes.
So, like, you know, for example, when you start asking about that hard question of how do you faithfully walk through a difficult season, you may end up coming back to what we just spent 13 weeks on, a mindset of thankfulness. You may come back to when we spent time on how do I pray. It's funny how those things get repeated, that the answer to the difficult questions in life tend to end up being repeated simple things.
Yeah.
So anyway, that sounds fun to me. I love to do it. I think it's great. And it'll help my – this is a perfect series for that person with the ADD. And
yes.
That would be me. So anyway, sounds good. That's what we're going to be doing next. So we'll see you on episode 205 when we kick off whatever the heck we call it. Something having to do with Q&A, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Sounds good to me.
All righty. Well, we look forward to talking to you next time.
See you later.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Messy Walk podcast with Pastor Adam Cook. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. Have a good day.